Disagreements within the Ghana Bar Association GBA has intensified as some members plan to break away and form a splinter group. Speaking on Behind the News, a member of the GBA, lawyer Chris Akume, said even though he believes in the alleged corruption made against some members of the judiciary, the formation of another association aside the GBA is not the way out. He insisted that he is committed to the cause of eradicating corruption in the judiciary. He spoke to Kingsley Obengtre.
Personally, I don't have any beef against the intention to form another bar, but I would not opt for moving out or disassociating myself out of the Ghana Bar Association. I will stay in it and ensure that there's an improvement in the bar to bring to the level of expectancy of the society to serve the needs and expectation of the society to which we generally belong to.
Chris, you are in the eye of the storm, including threats to even be prosecuted for saying openly that perhaps you are tempted to or even give a bribe to a judge. In this case, how do you think it should be resolved, because you want to fight or fight from within?
Any citizen is of the view that any person has committed a criminal act or is about to commit a criminal act can make a report to the police for that person to be arrested, interrogated, and prosecuted. That is a choice, constitutional right for every individual in this country. That is the most reason why even individuals have got the power of arrest to arrest anybody who's committing an offense or about to commit an offense. So if the leadership of the Ghana Bar Association thinks that I have committed an offense, they feel that that will ensure the rule of law and bring some kind of sanity to society, they are free to make a report to the police. But it does not lie in their mouth to say that they will prosecute, because prosecution for criminal offenses does not lie with individuals. It is a right of the state, and it is state officials who have the capacity to prosecute on behalf of the state who do so. So for now, they can make up their mind to make a report to the police to investigate. And it is only when the police take statements, the suspects, and after analyzing the evidence, they realize that the prosecution can found on the statement, then they'll go ahead. If they don't find it, then that's the end of it.
So with unfolding events presently, will you repeat your earlier assertion of corruption in the judiciary and the legal profession in general?
I will tell you, any time, any day, I'll stand by what I've said, because, you see, when there's a challenge thrown to the public as to the existence of a criminal act, and I as a citizen who is aware that such an act exists can give evidence to that effect, so that there should be an amelioration to bring some kind of sanity in society, to move society forward, nothing stops me from doing that right which the society expects me to. No amount of stampeding, no amount of threat will stop me from the onward march to contributing to the eradication of corruption, not only within the judiciary, at the society level at large.
A member of the Ghana Bar Association, Chris Akume, talking to Kingsley Obengtre.